and welcome back to Holla Chat. My name is Bobby.
And I'm Rachel. And today we're, you know, I was thinking. So, you know, have you ever listened to Dear Hank and John?
No.
But you've listened to My Brother and Me.
Yes.
So I have noticed that a lot of other podcasts, those are the two podcasts I listen to. So when I say a lot of other podcasts, I mean these other two podcasts that I listen to, they do this thing where every time they introduce themselves, they then give like a one sentence thing about what this show is about. So like in Dear Hank and John, they're like, and we're here bringing you all the latest news, or answering, giving dubious advice and bringing you the latest news from AFC Wimbledon and Mars. So they say that at the start. And I was going to say in this episode that we are bringing people the latest news, and then also we're gonna tell them how to do our patron saints. But maybe we should have like a little snappier thing where we're like
I feel like just something simple, like we're here to chat about all things 80s related, something like that, but better.
And then we wouldn't have to struggle every time we say it to like introduce the people to what we're about to talk about, when you
we
know,
would struggle afterwards.
Yeah. So it would put the struggle back on the person who opens the episode as opposed to the person who
I see what you're doing here. I see.
Anyways, we're here today to talk about, God, I've forgotten. We are going to talk about the latest news. There is some news, so that's exciting.
There's a little bit of news to discuss.
There wasn't last week, so.
No. There are a couple things to chat about, but we are also going to enlighten you about the idea of 80s as patron saints.
We had a bullet point outline of how we're going to talk about this, but you know what we should have added? The history. How did patron saints come about?
Well, I figured that would be the...
Naturally.
Yeah.
That like, would naturally
be included.
Where did
this even come from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't on our list, so I was going to skip right over it.
I was just going to do it, and you were just going to have to adapt to whatever comes out of my mouth. So let's talk about the news.
The news, okay?
So first of all, we have had... Mingy has just released Audubon.
Oh, and so exciting.
He's Untitled and two remixes of Roar. It just dropped out of nowhere. I had no idea.
Roar couldn't have been more timely for us. Roar.
I know, right? He knew.
It was so good that I am now able to use Roar in my stories and just like point exactly to the part. When we got the Roar music video was what, 2 weeks ago?
I think it was last week.
I don't think we talked about it. Maybe we did talk about it.
I don't know.
Well, when we got it, I remember that I texted, I think, our group chat, and I was like, I'm just so happy to have an official lyric translation of Mingy's lyrics, because this is like the Reddit post that I've always held in my heart, where he's like, everyone's copying us, you all suck, you use Ateez's name lightly. Like, I just felt fully seen by Mingy in these Roar lyrics, and I was so happy to have the official translation. And now that song is out for me to just put up in any story I want to.
It is really nice, because you know how the fandom can overreact to things, right? Can't believe we're saying this about Aitani, of all people. But the fandom can overreact, but whenever the boys also are like, yeah, no, that that is kind of a big deal, then it's like, okay. That did really happen. I'm un-gaslit. What is the opposite of being gaslit?
Confirmed? No.
I'm confirmed? I don't like that. I want it to be a fun term, like gaslit. Also, Fix Off Desire Project number 3 was last week, 9 days ago.
Okay, so we haven't talked about it then. Well, it was great. The music video is great, and then now we have the songs on Spotify and Apple Music, which people have been waiting for, longing for.
Yes.
So
now my request, because I'm greedy, I want Hong Joon's other songs, his sort of forgotten songs. I want, you know, Draw and Draw, but I also want his song with San, the name of which I have forgotten. I want to say Snowflake. Is that what it's called?
I think
and
so.
Then
Walk.
Walking. Oh, yeah. Walk. I forgot about Walking. And the one he did for, you know, what's it called? I could hum it for you, but I don't remember. If I had it on streaming, I would know.
Right.
So I really want that album. I want mm-hmm. I want all my Hong Joon songs. We've shown that we can do it with Mingi. Mm-hmm. So now let me do it with Hong Joon.
I'm sure KQ is over there being like, don't be greedy. You know how hard this was? I assume not hard. Sometimes
it wasn't hard, KQ. Listen, it wasn't hard.
I've had people like respond to like, oh, I just don't know how I could get a podcast up. Like, it's so easy. Anyone can have a podcast. Like,
yeah, we have no idea what we're doing.
I could put a song on Spotify. I feel like, I feel like it wouldn't be hard.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like this is really easy stuff. Like, this is the easy stuff. Like, anyone can have a podcast. I'm not saying anyone can like edit a podcast and like do all of that other stuff that mm-hmm. we do spend some time doing, but mm-hmm. like throwing it up on Spotify, that's the easiest thing in the world. So do not be impressed by anyone mm-hmm. who has thrown a podcast up on Spotify. That's the easiest thing in the world.
If I don't under here's the because Mingi's drop had zero promo.
Nope.
It doesn't have a physical album. Nope. It's just a digital single.
Yep.
And that's all it needs to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So
like I'm not looking for a box set with a photo book and Hong Joon PCs. I just want to stream the music all on the same streaming platform.
And they said no. So I'm sure it has something to do with rights. I just don't know what it is.
But... maybe Ateneus are right and it's Eden. Eden blocking Hong Joon.
This is how we find out that Eden really does have a gun, and he just stands outside of Hong Joon's room every night, forcing him.
Don't you dare upload that song. Don't you push that button.
Anyways.
Right, so that came out, and it was a surprise. I woke up to it. I had no idea it was mm-hmm. dropping, and it was like, oh,
that's great.
I can finally listen to Audubon mm-hmm. on streaming, and that is everything that I want mm-hmm. today. We have had Music Bank in Lisbon,
yes.
and I'm pretty upset about it. I'm upset about a couple things. One, I'm upset that I can't watch it.
Yeah.
It looks like ATEEZ did really, really well. I love their stage outfits.
Mm.
I was telling Her Majesty yesterday, I was telling her that this is the thing that I miss about tour season, is that we don't get those weird, wacky, one-off concert or like festival mm-hmm. show out styling.
Yeah.
Because for the concert, they keep it pretty much the same all the way throughout. Yeah. And the only fun you have is, you know, how are they going to incorporate the merch into mm-hmm. the encore stage? Yeah. But this was really fun. I like their little sailors vibe. I have no idea what's going on with Hong Joon, but it looks like a good time. So I was really excited to see their outfits. I know that the San and Jung-ho sing some Coldplay for some reason.
Yeah, I
at
thought
the end,
that
maybe. Yoseong, Woo Young, and Sanghwa have like a cover.
Lisa's Money.
Of Lisa's Money, a song that I hate, but I'll watch AT's cover anything.
So, it looked like Woo Young was having a lot of fun up there.
Yeah.
So that's great.
A lot of, well, this is going to kind of lead into our big news, our lead that we're burying. a lot of ATEEZ have been talking about how ATEEZ look so upset. I'm like, they don't, though. They just look normal.
Uh-huh.
I feel like y'all are reading into the situation. I do know that they did get mobbed at the airport.
Yes.
When they landed in Lisbon.
I saw that.
I don't really know anything else about it. I just saw that they got mobbed.
It's weird because I actually saw the mob before they mobbed them, because people were already posting videos of like what it looked like at the airport. And a part of me is like, hey, the person who posted this video of what it looks like at the airport also went
to
the airport.
Is in the mob. They're in the mob.
They're there. Like, y'all are talking about how bad this is, but you are sharing this person's video who is part of the problem, so keep that in mind. So I didn't watch the videos of them actually get mobbed. I just saw like the huge mm-hmm. crowd of people before they got mobbed.
I've seen nothing. I saw just the tiniest little clip of Sanghwa looking out at people, and people were talking about how he looked so mad. I'm like, he just looks kind of
uncomfortable,
you know?
Because like a million people are screaming at him in an airport. I too would be a little mm-hmm. uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But so that does take us sort of into
let's talk about it
into Leo Dov. I think it's actually like Leo Dov,
because
I saw the Korean like spelling mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. That looked to be how it was now pronounced.
To preface this story, we do need to, now if you've been listening to the podcast regularly, you know about Kingdom.
Yes.
You know all about Kingdom.
You know everything there is to know about Kingdom.
So you know that ATEEZ has had dealings with Mnet before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mnet is currently doing another one of those dumb survival shows. I hate these dumb survival shows where they put these groups together.
Boys Planet is the
I don't
name
like
it.
Them, but they're doing it. It's Boys Planet 2.
Mm-hmm.
And San was invited a few weeks ago as a planet master. So they he sure did go. And they put him at the top of the tallest staircase that has ever existed.
Uh-huh.
And it was very funny, his reveal, because he's like all kind of hunched over, like, and being very serious. And I was like, there. I guess somebody told him, hey, we want the Duke of the North. We want that vibe. And he just went with it.
Uh-huh. He's like, okay. And then
that's what you want. And then he walks down the stairs forever.
Mm-hmm.
And people are talking about how the boys seemed so excited. But I was like, I know these faces. I know these faces. And these are the faces of boys who are being told to react.
Yeah.
I have played these games before. So
I didn't watch this. Like, I understand
I
that Son
have
was
seen
on it, and
some
I'm
clips.
So happy for San that he seemed mm-hmm. happy, but it's going to be a hard sell to get me to turn on an MNET show after my trials with Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm. I did see that it's on Viki, and I was like, I wonder if I should just watch San's episode, get those numbers up. But then I was like, no.
Here's what I'm tired of. I'm tired of these companies using ATs just for numbers. I don't want
the violence
of numbers. The violence of numbers.
Rude.
I'm over it.
Thank you for that terminology. It's so good and perfect. Anyway, so there's the background that we need for this.
The violence of the numbers is going to be in an episode that comes out after this. So just a little Easter egg, I guess.
Yeah. Be listening for that. So if you recall...
We're bouncing
all over the place, but that's what we got to do. If you recall, for the World Part 2
mm-hmm.
promotions,
mm-hmm.
ATs or KQ hired an artist, a graffiti artist,
mm-hmm.
to create this billboard that they mm-hmm. put outside of the venue of the final Break the Wall mm-hmm. concert in Seoul. I mm-hmm. believe it was the final one, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay, I think so. I could be wrong. It might have been a different concert. It might have been the first concert. I don't know. But there was a concert in Seoul, and to promote the World Part 2, Bouncy, the mm-hmm. album, they had put up this big billboard with the Wanted, and it's the silhouette of ATs, but then they have like these white, mm-hmm. like weird, distorted facial expressions
graffiti
over their faces.
And the artist they hired is very specifically a graffiti artist. Like, that's his
yes.
art style. He's a graffiti artist.
His name, Leodov, which you mentioned earlier.
Leodov.
Mm-hmm. So look him up. He actually has really cool stuff.
I've been following
account.
Him since this. So like I followed mm-hmm. him on Instagram when this art piece came out, and I've been following him since. It seems like he's a very politically active artist.
Mm.
Left-leaning, is often mm-hmm. doing things for charity, donating money, like raising awareness of issues, social mm-hmm. issues in Korea. So very, what seems to be, from what I can see, a very cool guy. So I have yeah. been following him since then.
Mm-hmm. Very good choice on KQ's part. Good uh-huh. job, KQ. Gold mm-hmm. star for you. So the fun thing about this was that the billboard is up before they go into the concert.
Yeah.
When they come out of the concert, the billboard is in a destroyed state.
Yeah.
With caution tape around mm-hmm. it. And, you know, the idea being that ATs have come and destroyed the Wanted poster
yeah.
during the concert, which, mm-hmm. or I guess it would be Holities because ATs were on stage. So it had to have been Holities. So there's your little lore nugget for today. So this poster is pretty iconic in the ATNE fandom.
For sure. Everyone
like
has
we,
seen
it. Everybody recognizes it. You know what I'm talking about, probably, and you did not need me to explain.
You might not even know the artist, but you've mm-hmm. seen the image. Like, you
yeah.
have seen this image being posted mm-hmm. around.
So back to Boys Planet.
Uh-huh.
One of the groups for uh-huh. Boys Planet used a remarkably similar image for like the background, like they put it up on the screens before mm-hmm. one of their, I know so little about Boys Planet that I don't really know what I'm talking about, but one of the groups had used it in, as like a background up on mm-hmm. the screens, and this, and it's exactly the same down to like the little stripes
yeah,
at the top. Bottom with the black silhouettes and then the distorted graffiti facial expressions.
Mm-hmm. Here's the lawyer in me. I'll give my lawyer mm-hmm. like, because when things like this happen, I immediately go into like analyzing mode, so mm-hmm. I'll play devil's advocate or whatever. I will say that Leodov's art was not just the poster. His was kind of like an art piece because there was a like a structural tearing down of it. Like that was also part of the art. He has had additional graffiti work on it. And this was just a stationary picture. Mm-hmm. It didn't have additional graffiti kind of over the boys. It copied the faces. I guess what I will say is that the idea of having black silhouettes with graffiti faces over it and like a wanted poster isn't that original. That's what I say as like a lawyer, not as like a me personally.
I would say each of those elements separately, but when you put them all together, it feels like too much.
It was that it was combined in the way that it was combined. Like the fact that those, like there's like the same number of stripes on the wanted sign. And like,
no, it's like they took a picture of it off of Pinterest and were like, we want this, let's just change it a little bit. And they probably had no idea where it had originally come from.
And the things that they changed were things like it didn't have a serif font. It now has a sans serif font. And the silhouettes are of these boys instead of 80s. So like those were the changes.
It does remind me, though, of the Vada situation.
Yeah.
Which you know, we all know about the Vada situation. He, in my unprofessional, biased opinion, he did plagiarize the Say My Name Drive a Dance move. And it wasn't, and the thing was, it wasn't the individual parts of the move. It was that it was all those same pieces put together in the same order that they have been. So this isn't like a moonwalk where a moonwalk is just one specific move.
Yeah.
Where the people are like, because that was one of the examples people gave, which be like, no, it's like the moonwalk. And a lot of people do the moonwalk and you're not plagiarizing Michael Jackson. And it's like, well, he actually wasn't the one who came up with it in the first place. Anyway, I did that research. I don't remember the guy's name, but there was somebody else who did it first. But it was like, that's not, that's just one specific thing. Mm-hmm. It's when you put together the arm with the foot motion, with the other arm on your hip. And then he did it in the exact same, like, direction in that little, like, U-turn and did it in the same, like, in the exact same way.
Yeah.
Like, every single thing was exactly the same as the original choreography. It wasn't just one part that he used and worked into a completely different choreography. So to me, it's that same thing. It's all these different pieces, but they're all being used in the exact same way. Whereas if he had just had maybe the spray paint facial expressions on like a black silhouette, but it's not on a wanted poster.
Yeah.
If the facial expressions hadn't been that same like weird, exaggerated, cartoonish.
The X eyes.
Like it was just, there were other things that they could have done and gotten kind of the same vibe and it wouldn't have been fully lifting from Leo Dov's original work.
I guess the thing, and I want to be so clear that I don't agree with this. I'm saying that the argument is that it's a pretty simple idea, black silhouettes, graffiti faces on a wanted poster. And so how many ways can that idea be interpreted is the argument. And I'm not saying that I agree with it.
I think there are different ways. That's what I think.
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm saying that would be the argument on the other side, that it is a simple idea executed in, you know, the most basic way. But what I would say also is that Leo Dov's was much, it had more, like his.
Yeah, it was more detailed.
It was more detailed. It had more stuff because he is a graffiti artist.
Some people suspect that this is made by AI.
I think that's probably true.
Because one of the silhouettes in particular has like its head is chopped in half.
Yeah.
It's like a really distorted look and nobody just nobody did anything about it. So I don't know.
I think that's probably true because AI steals from artists all the time. That's the point. That's how AI cannot
that's
create
how it functions.
From nothing. It builds from something. So if it was an, like, I could totally believe it as an AI prompt. And that, again, proves my point that we need to not be doing this stuff. Like, you cannot use generative AI for this type of thing. It just is, it's not right. It's not right. It steals from artists. So, and the thing is that Leo Dov is also very upset. He has been posting about it on multiple accounts. He has been sharing stories. He made like a special artwork for 18E that was so beautiful. Oh my
God. It is so beautiful. And he made a phone background version as well.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I want that
one. I'll send it to you. I want it. it's very beautiful. It's got his like graffiti style and it's on like a blue and purple background. It's really, if he would put that on a shirt, I would buy that. Leo Dov, if you're listening, put
He's
that
not.
On a shirt. I will buy it. But yeah. He's been like also very like telling, very grateful to Aitonese for mm-hmm. their support. And mm-hmm. he had like a whole message about how grateful he was that people are standing up for him. Mm-hmm. So he's been very active in this conversation. So mm-hmm. it's not just Aitonese making a fuss. It is the original artist also saying, hey,
that's literally an important mine. Piece of it. When you have Aitonese sticking up for Hong Jung and being like, Eden stole his work. And it's mm-hmm. like, y'all need to calm down. Like, Hong Jung hasn't said that. Eden is there. Like, that's when it's always crossing the line. But when it's like this, I feel like Aitonese never take this kind of... I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not saying they don't take it far enough. I'm just saying, like, they're always in the right when it's this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. With Vata, they were in the right, too.
Yeah, because the original choreographers mm-hmm. were like, yeah, no, that's ours.
And that's ours. They stole it, and Aitonese are sticking up for him. And I think that's exactly mm-hmm. right. And even there was that one where the reel was copied. Oh. It was, like, scene
that
by
went
scene.
Of, like... hardly matters because, you know, but it was I don't even know where he was from.
I don't know either.
Some artist who lifted scenes from the reel just bit by bit, but with like zero understanding of the culture they mm-hmm. were taking it from and zero understanding of why things were the way they were. It was like they just said, let's copy a K-pop music video. And they just happened to pick. Yeah. And then they just happened to pick Aitonese's. And it's like.
And then there was another one recently where they made a fuss, and I also thought that was right. It was like a debut group, and the
I think
it was Ice on My Teeth.
Yeah, they basically lifted a lot of stuff from Ice on My Teeth. Mm-hmm. Going back to Boys Planet, they're in this performance, which I think this one's a little bit of a looser interpretation of copying, but yeah. they do take a lot of elements from Aitonese's Ice on My Teeth performance where I forget what it was for, but it has that like chanting before it begins mm-hmm. and Sungwa breaks the glass. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they do the same thing. They have like a Lord's Supper yeah. or a Last Supper, not a Lord's Supper. We're not taking communion. They have a Last Supper table set up. They yeah. have a guy sitting at the table and he breaks the glass just like Sungwa does.
Yeah.
Wipes his mouth off just like Sungwa does. Like, that could be an homage, but I feel like if it's an homage, there should be an acknowledgement of it, you know?
That's one of those things where it's like, even if that scene was lifted almost entirely, if it's contextually a part of something else mm-hmm. and the contextually it doesn't match the rest, like they're contextualizing it within their own stage, that I'm mm-hmm. like less upset about it. I'm not upset, but it feels less egregious if it's kind of yeah. recontextualized a little bit.
I don't know that it was. I
didn't watch this stage, the little bit, so I can't tell you
the performance. It didn't quite. It was like me trying to figure out a Stray Kids stage from Kingdom or yeah. a boys stage from Kingdom. I'm just looking at it like puzzled. Why are they doing this? What does any of this mean? So it's mm-hmm. hard to know if it's just me and my stupidity mm-hmm. or if they themselves are just taking things from other groups and mm-hmm. putting it all together because they don't know exactly how to put it together themselves. I don't mm-hmm. know.
I think, wasn't it like Plave that like did this
They
stage?
Had made the song.
Ah.
I don't believe they were in charge of the stage.
Okay. I don't know. I just kept seeing that go around and I was like, that's weird that this like group would but we've seen groups copy ATs before. We had that whole yeah. thing with like Wave being stolen. Do you remember that?
I do. It was this is why Aitonese are constantly at war with idol stands.
And like that was so silly too, because then like she recognized that she'd copied it on accident, and which does happen.
And like KQ didn't even say anything.
No.
Like they were the ones who reached out to KQ, and KQ were like, what do you want us to do about it? Like yeah. what do you want?
You copied the song.
Like, why and you... it just is.
And, but then
is.
She like tried to put their credits on it, and they were like, we don't want that. That's not what we
yeah.
want.
they listed in the credits an Edenary, and Edenary mm-hmm. does not list them. They don't put Edenary as the producer. Yeah. They list the individual producers' names who were mm-hmm. involved in the writing and production. Mm-hmm. So,
because not every member of Edenary works on every song, and so they are not right. all on every song.
Yeah, exactly. So
Eden's on
and
every
then
song.
A lot of people. were upset that when So-yeon gave her apology for it, mm-hmm. she didn't do it anywhere public. She did it on her own, like, messaging service, like a universe or whatever they use. Mm-hmm. So people were upset about that because it didn't seem, because she wasn't apologizing to the right people. Like, mm-hmm. ATEEZ is not on your messaging service.
What is this fairness about? To her, and she probably did reach out to Eden. Like, that was probably an awkward thing that they all had to navigate together because they're in the same industry. Like, you know, they don't want to get in a fight mm-hmm. with Idol because Idol's a very popular group. Yeah. ATEEZ doesn't want to be fighting with them. Just like mm-hmm. I'm sure they don't want to be fighting with Mnet right now. And I think this is very awkward for ATEEZ because what are they supposed mm-hmm. to do? Because the artist who did it is very upset. So that puts ATEEZ yeah. in a position where they have to acknowledge that the artist who...
Well, not ATEEZ in this case. I think this is KQ.
But right? Hyunjung has talked about it.
He has, which he came on and he said in his very gentle and mm-hmm. roundabout way, talked about how, yes, like, acknowledge that, yes, we've seen it, mm-hmm. and, you know, grateful to the fans because he's a precious little squirrel, but then also said, you know, we have to be very careful mm-hmm. how we move forward because mm-hmm. these things take time and you never know what's going on behind the scenes, mm-hmm. and, you know, and he's like, I don't want ATEEZ to be upset about it. I don't want y'all to turn this in, like, for this to become, like, a bad memory for you. Mm-hmm. So basically kind of like, you can set the torch down, let us pick up the torch and we'll take care mm-hmm. of it from here.
And by us, he means down. daddy's gonna pick up the torch.
he's gonna make some phone calls.
Unclear what enforcement right KQ would actually have, like, it, you know, because it might be Leo Dov who has, like, all of the, like, if he mm-hmm. owns the art, you know, if KQ didn't, like, purchase it from him, like, mm-hmm. it really just, they're contractual, whatever. But the artist himself wants an apology from Mnet, so I hope he gets mm-hmm. it. And yeah. Mnet owes him that. And I do
apologies
think,
are free, Mnet.
Do think it was AI, and I do think mm-hmm. this will continue to happen as these companies continue to use AI. We are going to continue to see other artists being hurt by it because their work is going to be copied because that's what AI does. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going to happen. It's just going to continue yeah. to happen.
And it just already is happening. There's been a whole thing about aespa. One of their recent music videos mm-hmm. was, like, entirely AI, apparently. Mm. And then when the video people, whatever we call them, producers, mm-hmm. I don't know, when they released their apology, it wasn't, we're sorry we used AI. It was, this is why we used AI. And it's like, what? And it was a whole thing. I somehow ended up on Girl Group Stan Twitter for a little while, and I'm still a little bit there, and I don't know how it happened. So I'm, like, getting all of this, like, mm-hmm. aespa beef coming on my timeline, and I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. I don't go here, so.
I didn't see the music video, so. But mm-hmm. that's what AI does. That's the end of it. That's the...
Yeah.
I think it sucks. I hope Leo Dov does get his apology, but I'm not mm-hmm. holding my breath. The one thing that is nice is that Leo Dov, I think, is a very respected artist in the art community. Mm-hmm. So people in Korea can see that a Korean artist was harmed by this mm-hmm. company, like a real artist. You know, I don't think they think K-pop artists as real artists, but this no. guy's a real artist.
This guy's real.
So, I mean, that's the kind of good news for, like, the, what's the word? The visibility of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that it got picked up by Panchoa. So
that's, I don't know great. How hard it is to get picked up by Panchoa. It seems hard. Pretty easy.
They're always looking for stuff to talk about. So, but I don't know how far it, like, what sort of traction it has in Korea. So it's very difficult to say.
I know that the Korean ATEEZ were also very upset because they were the ones who, like, mm-hmm. originally saw the art. Like, yeah. we didn't get to see it. No. And I don't even think it was ever, like, published anywhere for us, like a picture of,
like,
it.
An image. Yeah. I mean, there are, like, K-Tini pictures of it.
Yeah,
but
we never got, like, a
that,
like,
wasn't a for the Filthy International.
No, it yeah. wasn't. All right, anything else about Leo Dov?
I don't think so, but I hope that, I don't know. I was going to try for a witty transition, and I don't think it's going to work. Not on this day when I haven't slept and haven't eaten anything yet. So
I also haven't eaten. We had to skip food because we're really rushing through this. This is going to be some of our best work.
Oh, yeah.
Prepare it's yourself.
It's just the crunch time that's going to throw it off. But today... We want to talk about patron saints, mm-hmm. and we want to talk about mm-hmm. the history of the mm-hmm. patron saint, mm-hmm. as far as our personal lore goes, mm-hmm. and we want to talk about how you can choose your own patron saint, so you can also start mm-hmm. embodying the characteristics of the AT's member of your choice, mm-hmm. and really, you could do this with any group that you stan. Mm-hmm. It's very adaptable, uh-huh. And then we're going to talk about how you can implement yeah. your patron saint mm-hmm. life.
It's interesting that we're choosing to do this on, what, like episode 50, now that we've been giving out those patron saints every week. But here we are.
Sometimes ideas don't occur until later.
Mm-hmm.
So, the brain doesn't work on a schedule.
Okay? I had complained in a recent episode that I've been having trouble living into my patron saint. That was about like 2 weeks ago. And Bobby gave mm-hmm. me some advice, which I have implemented. And I have been doing a better job of living into my patron saint. So should we start with what a patron saint is?
Let's get the history. Yeah. The history. So Rachel and I, y'all know, if you've been following along, you know that we met on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our first ventures as Redditors mm-hmm. was we created a subreddit where we were going to read books together.
Uh-huh. Lore books, specifically.
Lore books. The books that are connected somehow to AT's lore. And the idea was that we would read the books and then we would all discuss them. Like, it was going to be like a little book club. And then somehow, as part of that, we started doing this thing right
somehow
around the time of Halazia.
Let me back up. Somehow as okay. part of that is that our book club fell apart and we were like, well, why don't we just do this other thing that we wanted to do? So
I thought we were kind of doing them at the same time, but maybe not. Okay. No. I don't know. Timelines are fuzzy for me. So it was right around the time Halazia came out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were both feeling pretty religious.
Yeah.
And Rachel said to me,
go back and listen to our celebrating High Halazia episode.
Yes. Yes. So Rachel said to me, she was like, she's like, I've got an idea. I want to read the lore diaries
mm-hmm.
and then like study them. And she wanted to do this thing. It comes from a Harry Potter based podcast. I forget what the
Harry
name
Potter
of it.
Harry Potter and the Sacred Text.
Okay. Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. And
which
what
is
they
a
do,
great podcast.
I haven't listened to it in forever. Maybe I should go back. So what they do is they are reading one chapter of Harry Potter mm-hmm. a week. And then it's like they are focusing in on like one line of the text mm-hmm. and just really parsing that one line, taking it apart and mm-hmm. analyzing it and, you know, seeing what truth they can glean from it.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of the concept is that you read it so that every word, every sentence is written mm-hmm. how it is meant to be written. Like that
yes.
is from the word of God. Like this
everything was intentional.
Everything is intentional. Everything is meaningful. So you have to mm-hmm. understand that concept to live into it.
Yes.
Like everything right. matters.
Mm-hmm. So Rachel came to me with this idea and she said, I want to do this, but I want to do it with the lore diaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you want to do a Bible study? That's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Me, the church girl, I was like, you that's a Bible study. And she was like, yes, I want to do Bible studies.
Mm-hmm.
So we started doing Bible studies with the lore diaries. And we would read one of the mm-hmm. diaries. And then Rachel would like roll a dice or do a random number generator and come up with what line we were going to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would just really dissect that one line. Like, why did they write it like this? Why did mm-hmm. they use this word? What mm-hmm. does this tell us? And they were very fun. And I think we should go back to them someday.
It was very fun. I think we should do a special, like this time we did the Kingdom special. Perhaps mm-hmm. next season we do Bible study. The Bible study special.
Bible study.
This Bible study special.
We're just going to call them Bible studies.
I think that'll be very fun for people who put Bible study in on, you know, the podcast thing and
yeah,
the art
well,
crap comes up.
Yeah. Rachel's been telling me, though, that our lore episodes don't do well. Why aren't y'all into lore? Speak up.
Uh-huh.
What
you know, we have a pretty, like, consistent listener base, but our mm-hmm. listener base for the lore episodes is less than half.
Yeah.
a third of our normal listener base shows up for those lore episodes.
Right.
But
maybe
we are going to do a lore
episode
soon.
Someday we'll find our lore people. Yeah, I got to read the diary. And yes. I think that's the only way I'm going to read the diary is if I'm reading it live on air. So in the, as part of these Bible studies, so we're already like in the churchy religious framework when we're approaching these Bible studies.
I think I think I went to a funeral, a Catholic funeral.
You did go to a funeral.
I went to a Catholic funeral and they had all of these like very specific things that they did, very specific churchy things. I don't even remember what they were. But you know, the rosary, and there's just all of this kind of like, I need words. I need coffee.
It was a rosary. That was where the rosary came from, where we were going to do eight makes, one team, be the light. That's where be the light halazia comes from. There it is. You cracked the lore.
But what's the word for like, it's not traditional, but like step by step.
Catechisms?
No. Just like doing things in like a very step by step way. Ritualistic. It was so ritualistic. And that really spoke to me. And I was like, we need more rituals.
I like a personal ritual a lot. I mean, because that works for me because I'm so forgetful and frazzled. And if I'm just doing the same thing over and over again. So somehow out of that, I feel like I may have been the one to say what I want to start doing is I want to pick a boy and that boy becomes, I don't know if I used the term patron saint or if we worked that out together.
I feel like we for sure started with the rosary and then started adding more Catholic things as if either of us are Catholic. And so patron saint neither was a later of us addition.
I just wanted to, I don't remember what the specific circumstance was, but I felt like in that 1 week I needed to call upon a specific boy. And I was like, I need to be like this boy. If I'm going to get through this week, if I'm going to accomplish anything, I need this boy's spirit to guide me. And then it just sort of became, we were thinking, okay, well, what are Catholic things? So we could steal all of their terminology because they have the coolest terminology.
They have so many rituals in the Catholic Church. That is true. They full up on rituals. So a lot to borrow from. I think I may have even Googled Catholic rituals and like got some more stuff for us.
So, but anyway, thus the patron saint was born. And so we started picking a new boy for each week.
And we've been here for like 2 years now. It's been a while.
I've been tracking it for a year and a half now. Well, over a year and a half because I did it all of 2024 and now I've been tracking it all of 2025. So I think we were doing it a little bit before then, but I don't, and I know that I was keeping track of it. Oh, I was putting it in my calendar. So it has been 2 years. It has been 2 years.
All right. But, so 2 years with ATs.
But it is, I don't know. It's just, I like a ritual. And so it has become one of my Sunday rituals, just like doing my laundry.
And there have been weeks where like we've forgotten to pick a saint. And like, you know, the week is just a hot mess, just all over the place. Those are always bad weeks.
I've become very good about it now because it's part of my Sunday night, like transitioning from the weekend back into the week. So how does one choose? Like when you, like let's say you are very interested in this idea and you should be interested in this idea because it's actually very fun and works. Weirdly, it works. Why does it work? I don't know, but it does. It's like visualization. Just joy.
It's so hard to live with joy these days. Just take it where you can get it. And carrying a patron saint around, a surefire way to have some joy. I do miss carrying my patron saints around. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get there. That's the next part. So we were talking about, okay, what's the process of how you choose what boy you're going to take with you into the week? And we kind of approach it a little bit differently sometimes. I think it depends on the week, but for me, usually I'm thinking, okay, what do I have coming up this week? What do I need to do? And what boy is going to best fit that role? Whereas you talked about how once you pick a boy, then you can start building your personal goals off of that boy.
It's a little bit of both. So if I know there's something that I'm like nervous or anxious about, then I can focus on that thing and pick a boy. Like, if I know that I have to go to a party that I don't want to go to, right, then I'm just going to pick Woo Young, and then I'll build the rest of my week around him later. But it does, like, it is really more dependent on if there's something, like, weighing on my heart. But a lot of times I just have a general sense of, like, so this past week I had Mingi, and I had a general sense that this week I needed to protect myself and, like, take care of my own mental and personal and spiritual being. And so I was like, I'm going to pick Mingi. And then from there, I, you know, went into, like, this is how Mingi's going to help me in these areas. These are the things he's going to bring to this table. But a lot of time, it's a sense of, like, I need to be social this weekend, or I need to be creative this weekend, or this week. And that's how I get to my boy. So we should discuss their attributes.
Yes, what we have decided are their attributes, which honestly, there's a little bit of overlap with some of them.
There's a lot of overlap. Sometimes,
yeah, like sometimes when I'm like, I got to be with a lot of people, sometimes it'll be a Woo Young be with a lot of people week. Sometimes it'll be a Yuno be with a lot of people week.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll be a Mingi be with a lot of people week. So it just depends on what I'm feeling, what the vibe is. But, like, let's go through them.
Okay.
So Hongjoong. Hongjoong is dangerous.
I almost always pick Hongjoong if I have to start a creative project. I don't always pick him if I have to finish a creative project, but if I need to start, if I need to get some, like, real inspiration for a creative project, I think I always go with Hongjoong. So when I think of Hongjoong, I do think of, like, creativity and inspiration.
Yeah, same.
Like the muse.
The thing about Hongjoong, though, is that he is a chaos goblin, too. And I feel like sometimes when I pick Hongjoong, I accidentally channel the chaos goblin.
Maybe that's what you need.
Maybe I just needed some chaos in my life that week, and everything needed to fall apart.
Okay. Sometimes you just have to feel alive, you know? So he's really, you know, Hongjoong is very good in a lot of areas. I think also if you had, like, leadership, like if you needed to lead a meeting, he could be good. If you needed to, also good in, like, a speech, if you need, like, if you needed to be really thoughtful, present something, I think he would be good.
Yeah.
When will a boy not be good? That's a...
You can never go wrong. You can never pick the wrong thing.
But you just need to think about it.
Yeah. Like, you got to figure out, like, what's my vibe? What does my heart want? What does my brain want? What does my week want from me? For Sanghwa, I tend to pick Sanghwa when I want to reconnect with what brings me joy, because I feel like he's really good at having, like, all of his different hobbies.
Yeah.
He's really good at having a good time, even if he's not having a good time.
Yeah. You
know? He's very gentle. So if I feel like I need a gentle kind of spirit that week, like I need to just chill out, I tend to choose him.
I often choose Sanghwa if I have family things that need to be taken care of. My parents are both very sick, so they require a lot of care. And then I have a quite young son and, you know, three dogs, but they don't matter.
They do. They absolutely do.
And then I have a husband. And so, like, you know, if I have a week where I know, like, okay, my son has a lot of things going on with him and I'm going to have to really take care of him, I often will choose Sanghwa. I know that might offend some people because they don't like it when Sanghwa is just the mother, but he does have a very, like, Sanghwa maternal is... calm, gentle energy that I need when I have to deal with my family things.
He is a caretaker. He takes care of people, and if y'all have decided that that is a specifically feminine quality, that's on you. You know, you know, I tend to, if I feel like I just need some joy.
Like, I also will go joy for Yoonho. Usually it's like I've been having a hard time and now I need a break from my hard time. And I would like Yoonho to help me have that break. I think he would really appreciate that. I think he likes to be a person who makes other people happy. And so I think he would be happy to tag along and help make my week better.
Yeah. Yeosang is...
I choose Yeosang all the time.
All the time. He is her number one patron saint. He's so versatile. And I think that's the thing about him is he's a hard worker and he can do everything.
Right. If I have to do so much, like if my week is so busy, there are two options for me. I will pick Yeosang or I will pick Eden because it's so busy that I need to pull out the big guns.
So those are I don't think I've done an Eden week this year. I felt that the need for it.
Well, you have to, you only pull Eden if it's like a deep need. Like, you don't just bring Eden out for anything. No, like, that's crazy.
He'd get upset probably. But Yosong's very, he's, if I just need a general, like, I don't have a specific, if I just need to get things done, I need to stay focused, I need to just work hard, I do tend to pick Yosong.
I think that one of my favorite things about Yosong is his commitment to just doing it. Like, I have such a hard time convincing myself to just do it, just do the thing. But Yosong, oh, he always just does it. He just does it.
He does it. It's quiet. It is.
He doesn't go kicking and screaming into the night like I do.
Right. I think I would say that probably the danger with Yosong is his sort of disconnection from reality every now and then. Like, just being a little bit, I don't want to call him not airheaded, because he's absolutely not airheaded. He's so smart.
Yeah.
But just, you know how Hong Jun says he's one of the most difficult children to parent?
Yeah.
That kind of, because you have to tell him seven times to do the thing. And I have weeks like that where, like, you have to tell me seven times to do the thing. So we have to be careful that we don't have too much overlap.
I think for me specifically, and this is going to be an each listener question, I think that the qualities I lack most in life are the qualities that Yosong has, which is why he's always my, like, I always need Yosong's qualities, because I personally do not just, like, carry those around with me. Whereas with the other boys, I think I do. I am pretty creative. I can socialize with people fairly well. But, like, Yosong, I just don't have that in me. I love him so much. He's so helpful to me. I know the people think I'm a Yosong auntie, but God.
Yeah, you do. Because you cannot love both Yosong and Eden. It's impossible. San is dangerous for me, but also a real comfort to me, because I do tend to pick him right before I have a bad time. And I think the thing that San reminds me of is to be gentle with myself and to take care of myself. And that sometimes that does mean, you know, being quiet, going somewhere. Like, San will just go somewhere alone because it's a place that he wants to go. And he talks about how he, that is very, like, recharging for him. Yeah, rejuvenating.
He went to a theme park by himself, which
that's crazy. A big step. But San tends to be, like, I never pick him thinking that I need, like, for a long time, it was, like, a thing where I would pick San and I would have a really tough week. And I was like, why is San giving me a tough week? But I don't think that it was that he was giving me a tough week. I think it was that my heart and soul knew bad times were coming and I needed the comfort of San's presence. So that's the thing with him, is that you got to be careful. I have had times where I've picked him and I haven't had, like, a terrible week. So it's not, like, a given, but it is it's a danger. So you have to watch out.
I tend to more consciously pick San. Like, if I am feeling really low on spoons, really dragged down, like, a lot of people have needed me this past week, and going into the next week, what do I need? I need San. I do tend to pick him if, like, my soul is weary of the world. Like, the world has become too much, and I need San to come and help me feel better about the world.
Minghee, I pick him when I need a little bit of a sense of adventure. I always pick him when I travel.
I usually pick him for travel as well,
because I just feel like that's something. Minghee is so surprising because he seems like his persona feels like he should by rights be an introvert.
Right.
Like, he should be a moody, quiet introvert, but he's not. He's so extroverted. He's always up to side quests. Nobody's got more side quests than Minghee. So, you know, anytime I need to go on a side quest, I think Minghee is the chicken for me.
I always feel like I pick Minghee if I've got businessy things to do, like administrative details. And I don't know why that is, but if I feel like I've got to figure out how to do these things, like I've got to do these tasks that I don't know how to do, or if I need to, like, this past week I had Minghee and I chose him because I thought that he could stay centered around what I felt was a lot of chaos. So I wanted him to help center me. So I tend to choose Mingi for like three different things. He's a little mm-hmm. more flexible for me than some of the others.
Mm-hmm. I have also chosen him in the past when I have needed to get my spending under control.
Yeah.
So, you know, just have his little Byungming staring me down with that little face. Like, why are you buying that?
I mean, he's bringing a lot to the table.
He is. He's giving some very specific. And but sometimes you need somebody who's doing something mm-hmm. very specific.
Like, Woo I do Young. Him for boundaries, too. Mm-hmm. Like, if people are crossing my boundaries. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Woo Young, I think, would also be good for boundaries because yeah, he is very good about that.
He is
very good. I tend to pick him when I need to stand strong on, like, not putting up with attitude. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not doing that this week. If I know that if I've got, like, a lot of parent calls that I have mm-hmm. to do, mm-hmm. I will pick Woo Young because I know that Woo Young will be gregarious and lovely to talk to, but he will also not put up with anybody's disrespect. Mm-hmm. So I tend to channel that vibe of him. I will also pick him if I am doing something like I have to go be around a bunch of people.
Yeah.
He and Yuno are a little bit interchangeable in that way for me.
I tend to pick Woo Young if I have several things that I have to do. Like mm-hmm. When I have several events that I'm working mm-hmm. at or something. So I have several times I have to go out. If I just have to go out once, I'm usually, you know, I can handle it. Any mm-hmm. ATs member can handle it. But if I have several, that's when I tend to get Woo Young. I'll also get him when I'm mad. Like, if my sense of justice has been ignited, I pick Woo Young because I'm like, no, I'm going to fight for what I believe in. And so that's when I pick Woo Young. I think he's really good at that.
And then baby bear Jung-o.
He just, you know, brings me so much joy. So what do I...
He's just Jung-o.
Whenever I need joy, you know, it's hard. It's hard to say when I pick Jung-ho. I just pick him when my spirit needs him. Like when I need my old bias, I just pick him. I'm like, Jung-ho.
I need my bear.
I will
also pick him because we've talked before about how Jung-o is so good at being an idol.
Yeah.
Because he does treat it like a job.
Yeah.
And sometimes there are parts of my job that I like my job. I think Jung-o likes being an idol, but I think that he has very clear, like, boundaries between his personal life and his idol life.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone remember when he just dropped off the face of the earth for a week in between the Dallas and Mexico concerts? Mm-hmm. Everybody remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I'm having a week where I feel like I need to drop off the face of the earth for a while, Jung-o would be my boy.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm having a week where I just need to do the things that I need to do, even if mm-hmm. I don't want to do them, Jung-o will be my boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit interchangeable with Yo-song in that way, because mm-hmm. I also will call on Yo-song for that same thing. But mm-hmm. if I just need that bear energy, if mm-hmm. I want to feel the comfort. So Jung-o was my boy last week because I needed the comfort of the bear.
I mean, it's hard for me with Jung-ho because it's like I just pick him when I need him. And I can't even mm-hmm. tell you why it is that I need him. I just need him. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, I just need mm-hmm. him. And if you drill down into each boy, they can all do it. Like, they're all interchangeable. Yeah. Like, I think in one of the episodes I talked about, like, well, I do have to do creative stuff. So normally I would pick Hong Joong, but like, actually all of them are creative. Like, there's not mm-hmm. one that's not creative. So you can pick. And so I do think that Jung-ho gives me, like, in my head, Jung-ho gives me all the things. So mm-hmm. if I have a thing that I need, but then I also need Jung-ho because I'm just like, you know, I just need him, then I'll pick Jung-ho. So.
Nice. And technically, I always have Jung-ho with me. Jung-ho's, like, always kind of a patron saint because uh-huh. I have his guardian. He's my guardian angel. And mm-hmm. sometimes he's both my guardian angel and my patron saint. And mm-hmm. then that's, like, a really powerful bear week for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to get into, like, how we mm-hmm. have our patron saint with us and stuff. But, like, one of the things that I talked about not too long ago on the show is that I used to carry my patron saint with me everywhere mm-hmm. I went. But now I just carry two Jung-ho dollies. And so I was feeling like I wasn't doing a very good job. I was just basically mm-hmm. choosing Jung-ho every week because he's the one that's always with me. Mm-hmm. And I have tried to get better, and I think I have gotten better. But it is true. Like, it doesn't matter. Even if I have a different patron saint, I am always carrying Jung-bear around. So I tend to, I think, choose Jung-ho less often mm-hmm. because I always have him with me,
right,
no matter what. So like I don't need mm-hmm. like an extra thing from him. So mm-hmm. you know, poor Jung-ho gets the short end of the stick.
Technically he doesn't, because he gets all the sticks all the time.
That's true.
So when we're talking about like carrying them with us, mm-hmm. we both have sort of our own ways of having like a physical reminder mm-hmm. of who our boy is this week. I have so many, like I go all out for this mm-hmm. just because it's fun for me.
I used to, but things mm-hmm. have changed.
So one of the most obvious things is here's what you need to know about Rachel and me just right off the bat is that we will buy the merch. We buy the merch. It's bad. It has wreaked havoc.
If you didn't know that and you made it this far, wow.
Yeah. We got some merch on us. So I have, and I'm not bragging, this is a confession. I have all of the Anatees plush keychains, the original plush keychains.
I do as well.
I think
well.
You do too. Mm-hmm. I also have the original acrylic keychains.
I do not have those.
Where they have, it's like their little Anatee's head mm-hmm. and then an accessory in addition to that. Mm-hmm. And I also have a couple of, so Mito is our official like Eden stand-in for yes. when we have an Eden week. Mm-hmm. I also have all of the birthday dollies that they did last year. Oh, yes.
I also have all of the birthday dollies.
Worst year of my life having to collect all of those. But I'm glad it happened then and not this year.
The worst year is now. Did you see how much the Yosong MD is costing us?
And I didn't feel like crying, so I just looked away.
I'm pretty sure that it's going to cost you an extra $130.
Nice. Uh-huh. Nice.
On top of the $60 you paid to get it. So just... Uh-huh. So anyways, whatever. That's so she's also got that Hetmonchy coming to her. Or not Hetmonchy, the Teasmon. What is it? Oh my god, what are they called? The tiny, it is a Teasmon. Hetmon. His OG.
I was like, I don't know what you're saying to me.
His OG Hetmon. There's another one in this suitcase. Mm. So you also have one of those. Congratulations to you.
So I've got all of those. I yes. also have the little colorful fuzzy pouches. Mm. I got all of those for reasons that I don't remember. I don't know if they were for PC reasons or if they were for pouch reasons.
They were hard to get.
They were.
Because some of them sold out.
I think Her Majesty had to get me a couple. I'm pretty sure she did. I know you got me most of them, and then Her Majesty had to fill in the gaps. I also bought all of the, what was that makeup, not makeup, skincare collaboration that they did help me. Nacific. I bought all of the Nacific drops. So I have two different lip glosses for each boy, and I also have a hand lotion for each boy. And I do mm-hmm. switch those out every week. So every week I'm doing a different lip gloss. Every week I'm doing a different hand lotion. I got to tell you, some of those hand lotions smell like old people. I just need you to know that.
It's big of you to keep doing it.
Sometimes, I think the rose one, there are certain mm. scents, like rose and vanilla in particular, give me like an immediate aggressive headache, like mm. right here. Uh-huh. Right here, my whole like my face is like, no, get that out of here. So Yosong weeks are tough for me. I just might not be able to use that rose. Jongo's smells amazing. His Dahlia is the best. It smells so good. But anyway, so I do that. I carry one of the keychain. I put a keychain, like mm-hmm. one of the acrylic keychains, on my keys, and I put one of the plush keychain Anatees on my book bag that I take to school, and it mm. hangs there with my Jongo guardian angel that I always mm-hmm. have with me. I have my phone. Screens are very aesthetic, and on mm. my first screen, I have a space for my patron saint. Mm. My phone screens are very, like, floral, pastel, pink, mm-hmm. girly. And so the only patron saint photos I can use are the first Nacific photos where it's them with their birth flowers mostly, mm-hmm. but not entirely because some of them have different flowers for some reason. But yeah, so I think that's all I do. I've got the pouches, and I have wanted to put together little patron saint pouches with, like, little knick-knacky types of things that remind me of each boy. Mm-hmm. but I haven't gone there yet.
Well, that's for next year. 2026, here you come.
Yeah. Right now, my Uno pouch is holding all of my tokens from Hello 82 to get the free PCs.
Nice.
Yeah. So I really should have gone. I really should have gone when they still had the lemons from the playlist, because I could have gotten so many, but I was just so busy that week.
Yeah.
And they're closed a lot for events. It's like... Mm.
I used to carry my little stuffed animal dollies because I do have them, and I would like change them out every Sunday. But I already told this story, so it feels dumb to tell it again, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I got the Jungho Guardian Angel, and I thought that it matched my bag so well that I was like, I've got to have it on me at all time. But also, I have to have OG Jung Bearer on me at all time. And if you're already carrying around two stuffed animals plus a Labubu, I just, you know, where am I going to put another... plush.
You have two Labubus now, right?
But I don't carry. Are you only carrying the one? I only carry around Hee Hee. My other one is on like my recyclable shopping bag.
Mm.
So Happiness is on my recyclable shopping bag, but Hee Hee is on my purse. I know it's a lot. And so, what is one to do? You know, what is one to do?
Did you see me just like physically shut down when you started talking about Labubus?
So I don't do that anymore. I do have a tiny altar, which Bobby can kind of see behind me.
And I see your Mingy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I have decided that I would start putting my plushies on my altar. My altar is mostly for like stuff that I use all the time. So it's got my wedding ring on it. And the reason it's got my wedding ring is because my wedding ring broke, so I can't wear it. So I know it's really sad, but I still want to honor my marriage. So it's on my altar.
You haven't considered getting it fixed?
No, I've just been wearing this ring that my mom gave me instead.
It doesn't matter. What matters?
I mean, long story short, my wedding ring wasn't actually that expensive because I don't like expensive jewelry. I think it's a waste of time. Mm-hmm. I think it's a waste of money. Mm-hmm. I think it's a waste of environmental resources. So I was very specific with Jeffrey. Oh, God, my husband's name. I was very excited. Do I always say Jeffrey? I always say Jeffrey.
We've talked about Jeffrey a lot. It's your son's name.
It's my son's name that I don't want said. So Jeffrey, I was very specific with him. I don't want any jewels on my wedding ring. It should be very simple. So it was a very simple like coral thing from Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So it was like a gold, thin piece of gold that was shaped like coral and like wrapped around. And one day it got like caught on my sweater and I like ripped it open because has all these little like things. And I like closed it back down, but then like one day it just broke.
Just
so it just weakened.
Same.
Yeah. So it got weak and it broke in half. So it was in two separate pieces and I couldn't find the other half. I think we did eventually find it and I gave it to him, but you know, it wasn't that expensive of a ring, so like fixing it doesn't seem
have been worthwhile.
Yeah, so he could just buy me another one, but like why buy me another one when you know I have my mom's ring that she used to wear? So like that's
that's nice. I think jewelry that's handed down through the family, because I'm also like, if I were gonna get married, don't you dare buy me a diamond. What are you doing?
Right.
Like,
no, diamonds are horrible.
Children are starving. Can we please get our priorities straight?
Yeah,
but I would take
ring was like $120.
Yeah, like a vintage, some kind of like a vintage thing or something from the family member. But I also don't like wearing it. Like, I never wear them because they bother me.
Yeah, I only wear my wedding ring. I don't wear any other rings. And not even my wedding ring, this thing that replaced my wedding ring. But anyways, so it's like, you know, I just put it on the altar as like, this is an important thing to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit here and honor it. So like, I've got that. I've got like the luck cards that AT's made. So I have like a luck card. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
They like drew, I can't turn around because then I'm away from my mic, but they like drew little like luck cards. And so I have that on there. And it just says like, it has the boy and it says luck in something. And each boy chose like a different thing. And like one of them is money. So I have that one on there with some like coins around it, trying to bring money to myself.
Oh, I see.
And then I think the other one just says luck generally. And I was like, that's good. I need that. And then Jung Ho picked my item for this year, which was blankets, and he picked it in a photo card of him. So I've got that photo card on my altar. And then I have a rose because I like roses. So then I started, and I also have Eden on there as Mito. I have a Mito on there at all times. So my altar is very ATZ.
Is your Mito in a chicken costume?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I was trying to figure out what that was because I can't see the whole thing, but no.
That is,
and is
my
that
Mito
your Jungho recipe card?
Yeah. Oh, God. I knocked Mito over.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it so big?
His biggest, boldest, most beautiful signature he's ever done.
for the people at home, I am showing Bobby. I won, me personally, mm-hmm. I won a contest to get a recipe signed by Jungho. Mm-hmm. Is the recipe he made on one of his contents. And so it's this tiny little card that's got a recipe on one side, and on the other side, the biggest Jungho signature you've ever seen. It's huge.
It's so big.
I have so many Jungho signatures, bigger. And none of mm-hmm. them look like this. This is gigantic. Mm-hmm. He's never signed anything for me like this. And I assume it's because he thought this was going to a K-teenie. So he's like, I gotta give the K-teenies my best. And he'll be so disappointed to find out that it's actually here on my altar.
And your next fan call, just show him. Like, look what
I
got.
Did you know that I did this?
Did you know that it was me? Twas I that won the recipe.
So anyways, I've got those on my altar. So I started mm-hmm. putting my patron saint on my altar. My altar is like right behind me while I work. And so that I think is nice. I also have like a Notion where I keep my daily task list. And mm-hmm. at the top of my like daily task list, I make it for the color that I associate with the boy. So for like this mm-hmm. past week, it was Mingi. So it's got like a big yellow block. And then it's got like...
Mingi is yellow? Okay. My Byungmin, I guess.
It's mostly because of Byungmin.
My Mingi, in my heart and mind, Mingi is some sort of like a shade of blue.
Oh, no. He's in my heart, Mingi is orange. But yellow is close enough to orange to, I think, get me there. And besides, he's got the chick, so it just kind of looks nice together. Because I also have his, like, chick at the top. So then, it says Mingi Week at the top. And it has, like, a link to, like, information about Mingi and a picture to Mingi. And then I have my goals for the week that are inspired by Mingi. And then I have a section that says patron saint qualities to aspire to. And I talk about the way their specific traits are going to help me in the things I have to get through for this week. That's like the first thing that I see when I open my Notion to-do list. So it's like right at the top, and I have to scroll past it every time to get to the other stuff. So that is like the main thing that I do now. But in the past, I have had like little spreads, like weekly planner spreads that were themed to the boys, which were very cute.
So one thing that in addition to my patron saint pouches, the one thing that I do want to start doing and kind of continue doing, because I've just really gotten off track on like a lot of my things that I like to do, because it's been a roller coaster of a year. I don't know why. It just feels like it's been so busy and so many bad things have happened, but... Horrible. Oh, well, here we are. I would like to start building a playlist for each boy. Now, right now I have streaming playlists for Hongjoon, Jungho, and Wooyoung. All the other boys are in progress, but I feel like I want to step away from the streaming playlist and just make a vibes
of numbers.
It's the violence of numbers. So, like, that
you
was...
and Rowan are both just so over it.
Me and Rowan are so in tune right now. He has no idea. So I want to switch it over to just vibes and maybe have a couple different ones based on the...
hour of the day.
Well, I mean, we can't do that, but like based on like, what do I want from this boy? So I need, I want Yosan because I need a hard worker, then I need a hardworking playlist. But like if Legendary is on my playlist, that's going to be a great grading playlist because Legendary is just like, you got to get this done or you are going to die. And I do need that this week. Do I need Yosan this week? I don't know. Anyway, so I want to build some playlists based on vibes and not on streams. I have to get my Apple playlist in order. I've recently switched from one music service that shall not be named to a different music service that is named after a fruit. And I need to get my playlist sorted. I did officially cancel the other one.
I don't have I have one playlist on our new music site, and I feel like my life is so not together. I just keep listening to Ashes to Light. Is that the full name of the album? I just keep listening to it.
Why wouldn't you? It's so
over
good.
Over and over again. But I'm not listening to anything else. Like, nothing else. Just Ashes to Light. Just over and over and over again. That's all that's playing because I don't have any playlists and I don't trust this music platform to just be playing whatever. So
listen, can I tell you something? I let mine autoplay. Like, I listened to Woods' new album and then I was like, okay, fruit music. You can... just play me whatever. And do you know what it started playing? It played me some Eden. It played me some 80s. What? It played me some 17. It went back and it played me like some other like lesser known boy groups.
Wow, I feel
like the algorithm is so much better than the other platform. Like I was scrolling through and I'm like, where are the hype groups? Are you not going to shove hype groups down my throat? I mean, they gave me 17, but 17 is like only sort of like a stepchild of hype.
When I listened to the Woods album, I was going to let it autoplay. I turned because I had it on Ashes to Light and it was just repeating, mm-hmm. right? So she was just repeating. So I turned that off thinking it'll autoplay something and I'll just see what happens. And it just didn't play anything.
It doesn't. You have to go to the queue.
It just finished the album. And then I was sitting in silence and like driving on the highway. It's like, okay, well, I guess I'll be sitting with my thoughts tonight. Well, so that's good for me.
What you have to do is you go to... So let me go to an album so I know that I'm like, if I go to my All About Woo playlist, what I can do is I can switch over to the, it's this button down here. And then you can see your queue. And it also tells you like what you have been listening to in the past, mm-hmm. which I think is very fun. But it's going to tell you like what it's about to play. And it'll mm-hmm. tell you whether you're repeating. And if I don't want to repeat, then I can turn the repeat off. I'm so pleased. I was so pleased when I saw that lineup and I was like, there's no enhypen. I'm not an enhypen anti, but when you get a certain group shoved down your throat so often, like it happened on the other music platform, you start to wonder. You know?
Well, I'll have to like play with it because mine just stopped playing and I was like,
well because you only have one playlist. It doesn't know you. It's like, who is this? She this only knows one album.
I haven't even listened to any of AT's other albums. Just Ashes to Light, just over and over and over again. It ends and then it starts up again. And I'm going
to share with you right now. I'm going to share with you my all AT's all the time so that you've got something.
I am starting this week. I do have the goal of making some like playlists for my biases. I used to make a playlist for everything. Like I had a different playlist for everything. I would make a playlist just at the slightest provocation of a playlist. But now I just have like literally no playlists. So
I'm going to give you my Eden.
Oh, thank God, an Eden playlist. But I will say that Eden's artist station is better on this music platform. On the other music platform, like it had a different artist all up in there, just everywhere. Mm-hmm. All of Eden's songs were mixed with this other Eden song. It is messed up on our new streaming platform, on our new Fruit platform, but it is less messed up. So there is less mess up and there are new songs that I had never heard that just weren't on the other one. So that was exciting. That was an exciting discovery for me.
One that I missed. I've sent you the essentials. I've sent you all ATs all the time. I've sent you Eden and I have sent you
Shameless KQ Company Stan.
So you can also have the babies.
I'm excited.
And so Maddox and the little bit of bomb that we have is on there as well.
Tiny bit of bomb.
Tiny bit of bomb.
Anything else? Did we talk about patron saints?
We're going to talk about our patron saints. That's what we got to do. So now we got to pick a boy.
Oh, pick our own. Actually, when we were talking, I was like, oh, okay, I know who I need this week.
Who?
Asan.
I was also thinking Asan, but I'm worried about it. Trigger warning, I have a very sick cat right now. So I'm like, do I need him to comfort me? Do I just need to preemptively pick him and just keep him forever? Or do I need to just go about my business and, you know, see
when
what
the time
happens.
Comes.
Switch over.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. It's all very much up in the air right now. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm not going to talk about that because I don't want to start crying. I didn't say that one of the ways that I track my patron saint, I have a bullet journal sort of thing that I use for tracking my year. I don't like to plan in a bullet journal, but I like to keep track of where I've been, you know, what's going on. So I have a spread where I've got a little box for each week of the year. And then I have these color coded like washi dots. Each boy has his own color. And then I just put the color of the boy in my thing so I can look back over and see, okay, am I picking song well like every week? I'm wondering if like certain trends are gonna emerge when I start looking at all of them, because I did something similar, but I had like different marker colors and I would like color in a square last year. So who do I need? Right? I feel like I just had Yosong. And I do like to spread it out if I can. I do have a lot that I need to get done. Hongjoong.
I think it's Hongjoong. Okay. I just had a really bad week last week. People who know me will know that, but, you know, our listeners don't. But I just had a tough week. She was tough. It was a tough week. She was a bad week. I just want San. I just want San to come fix me. And I think he's the only one who can fix me. So
possibly.
So San is for me. Okay, so. Everyone. Is this our last episode? No,
we have one more.
We're recording one more?
One more that we're recording. We have episode 12. I don't know which episode this is going to end up being, but we're recording another one next Sunday.
Okay.
I also don't know if that one is our last one, but I do know that we're recording another one.
So, because we're about to go on our winter break, our short winter break. So we just have a couple more episodes left before we will.
Are we off November and December or December and January? I think it's December and January, isn't it?
I think it is December and January.
Yeah. So our last Holochat episode will be sometime in November.
But our last Kingdom episode is going up real soon. So we will be going to a week instead of every week because Kingdom is over. And thank God for that. to learn more, you can listen to our Kingdom finale that will be out next week.
Please do. Please make it worth our suffering.
Okay. Well, we will see you next week with our Kingdom finale. And after that with something else. So be the light.
Be the light, everybody.
Let us know your patron saint. Thank you for joining us for today's chat. If you enjoyed, please follow or subscribe to the podcast.
If you have any questions or suggestions for the podcast, you can email us at oldontini@gmail.com.
If you love books, you can also follow along with our spinoff podcast, Readers of the Lost Art.
We'll see you next time. Be the light.